This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado continues to change demographically, and Colorado Springs is part of that change. If Republicans are divided against each other, we stand no chance of prevailing.
Yemi Mobolade said to be Colorado Springs' next mayor. The independent candidate beat out Republican Wayne Williams, who you just heard from decisively in yesterday's unofficial election results. That runoff scheduled after none of the dozen candidates received more than 50% of last month's vote. Voter turnout for yesterday's runoff was at 36%. Williams called Mobolade shortly after 7:30 last night to concede and congratulate his opponent on that race.
Governor Polis, meanwhile, called Mayor-elect Mobolade shortly after the results were announced to congratulate him on his victory last night. Polis said he looks forward to working with Mobolade to help residents save money and make Colorado one of the safest states in the country. Mobolade is Colorado Springs' first elected black mayor and its first mayor elected who was not born in the U.S. Space Command could be staying in Colorado Springs. Yesterday, national media outlets reported the White House is looking to halt those plans to move Space Command from the Springs to Huntsville, Alabama. State lawmakers say the decision to move command was the last administration's choice and is not supported by the Biden White House. Sources say Alabama's recent abortion restrictions may have had something to do with the decision. Both Senators John Hickenlooper and Democrat and Republican Representative Doug Lamborn believe the decision should be based on the facts and not politics.
The reason to keep Space Command in Colorado is it makes our nation stronger and safer. You don't need another reason. I don't think that the abortion issue has anything to do with the decision on where Space Command should be.
This should be based only on national security reasons, not on anything having to do with any political issues, including and maybe especially abortion, but no political issues at all.
Both say it's in the best interest of national security for Space Command to stay at Peterson Space Force Base. A man accused of sex crimes against a child in El Paso County now in custody in South America. In October of 2020, the sheriff's office responded to an address in unincorporated El Paso County on a report of sex crimes against a juvenile. Last year, following a lengthy investigation, detectives arrested Bobby Stark, but Stark then fled the country after bonding out of jail. A recent tip led officers to believe Stark had been hiding in Guyana in South America, and Guyana police forces arrested him last Friday. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office now working with federal authorities to return him to Colorado Springs to face those charges.
And finally, there are no reports of injuries after a semi-truck crashed into a gas station parking lot in Woodland Park yesterday morning. Authorities say the semi was hauling gasoline to the Loaf and Jug off Highway 24 and Highway 67 when the driver misjudged the turn and caused the truck to flip over. That caused the truck to release 2,000 gallons of fuel of spilling it into the parking lot and forced the highway to close for more than 6 hours. And speaking of gas prices in Colorado Springs have fallen nearly a nickel over the last week. Gas Buddy survey shows that the average price of a gallon of gas is now $3.29. Prices for a gallon of gas in the Springs are about 20 cents lower than a month ago and more than 80 cents lower than this time last year.
Well, unsettled this afternoon and evening once again. Mild temp, 76 in the Springs, 82 in Pueblo. What we watch, very scattered activity, maybe a strong to severe storm across I-25. The main severe risk will stay out towards the plains. Then we watch a front move through tonight. We're cooler for your Thursday and Friday. Widespread and steady heavy rain, maybe some minor flooding, looks to impact the end of that work week. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.